Extractions and Their Problems, Part 1. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are all doing very well. I am Marie Soaru. I haven't said anything about extractions in my YouTube channel, and I think it is time to address this issue, as it is full of misconceptions and wrong ideas. An extraction is when members of an extraterrestrial race go down to Earth for someone, a single person or a group, who previously knows about this, and is removed from planet Earth, taken flying away in a starship. This means that the subject, or subjects, know they will be taken, so they previously prepared themselves for their trip out of the planet, packed their cherished things and clothes in their suitcases and boxes, and have finished taking care of their affairs on Earth, including all their loose ends. This is the main difference between an extraction and an abduction, where the subject or subjects are taken against their will, and where sometimes they are returned to their place of origin, some other times they may be gone for good, becoming yet another missing person, or they may be wrongfully returned to another location far from their original place of origin. This last is quite common, and it is an indication of having been taken by a race that is neither moral, considerate, nor empathic, because there are countless cases where the subjects are returned very far from their houses, or place of origin, hundreds of miles away, and sometimes thousands even. This greatly adds to the distress the individual has already gone through. People can be extracted on foot, or with their vehicles, usually a motorcycle, car, van, or light truck, full of their things. The basic and most typical procedure is that the subject to be extracted will communicate with their non-human friends using technological means, usually terrestrial, and will agree with the extraterrestrial group where the extraction will take place, what day, and at what time. They are usually done late at night and under cover of darkness, but they can happen at any hour, day or night. The subject goes to the agreed location and at the exact agreed time, an extraction light starship, or fighter class ship, will appear in the night sky. The ship will land at the desired location, and its frontal access ramp will open. The subjects to be extracted will then drive their vehicle into the starship, where it will be secured in place with clamps that emerge from the ground, or as the ramp opens, the subject or subjects run into the craft, which quickly takes altitude again and disappears. This kind of extraction is known as a dust-off, in honor of the same procedure on Earth, but using helicopters. The ships that until recently were most used for extractions were light shuttles, very similar to the ones shown in the movie and TV series Star Trek, or the typical disc-shaped light craft, but as human detection and military technology have evolved in recent decades, most races prefer to use light fighter-class ships for the job, as they are larger and much better equipped and protected than a simple shuttlecraft. Because the fact is that many governments on Earth do track and even pursue any kind of unauthorized non-human aircraft. I say unauthorized because most craft that will be involved in an extraction do ask for permission to fly into the designated area, and this is the case with nearly all non-human craft that are flying in the Earth's atmosphere, whatever their mission may be. And that permission is given to the craft from what I must call Starship Traffic Control, that is in the Andromedan biosphere ship Viera, although their primary operators are not Andromedan, and that coordinates with Earth's Starship Control Center that is located in Antarctica, on Earth. After the permission is granted, mysteriously all the human Air Force fighters and military radars will ignore the presence of the non-human craft. This in case there is still any doubt that the Galactic Federation is working with the Earth's governments and the cabal that controls them all. All starships must present a flight plan to the traffic control centers in the Vieira, which controls space traffic, and to Earth's traffic control in Antarctica, exactly as human aircraft also must do on Earth. And this means that even those ships involved in amoral, cruel and regressive forceful abductions must also submit their flight plan as well, meaning that what they are planning to do is fully known. Although I must mention that many, if not most of those forceful abductions are for the benefit and the good of the subject, as they are to solve the health problems of the subjects, who are usually starseeds and which without those procedures they could not fulfill their life plan. The problem here is that the little grey aliens, the gardeners, who are the ones most usually involved in these kinds of abductions, don't have the same emotions and feelings as humans do, so they act in a very robotic manner, and apparently with no empathy or consideration. The people who are extracted most usually are starseeds who have some kind of prenatal agreement with their star race of origin, which includes them not having to finish their incarnation on Earth, wanting or needing to leave the planet living and on foot. The starseeds who usually need extraction are mostly those who incarnated in a human body, and who have lived as one all their lives, but who are now fully conscious of their true stellar origin, and not as much those starseeds who are there on Earth using technological means such as full immersion pods, where their real body remains in a starship, or their planets of origin, and from where their consciousness is transferred to their human bodies who act as an avatar to experience life on Earth, without the dangers and the hassle of having a full biological incarnation there. These last ones don't really need any kind of extraction, as their return to their base society and culture is technologically ensured. I will write more about immersions and immersion pods in a future video. Extractions are not rare, they happen all the time and just about any night, but most of them are to remove from the ground non-human people, usually, the ones who look Lyrian or human, and who have been previously inserted on Earth for a mission or to do a job. But besides the non-humans who go down to Earth and up again for whatever reason, the human people who are extracted must fulfill some conditions that are dictated by the Galactic Federation itself and which are also based on the infamous Prime Directive. Although those criteria vary in each situation, the most important and prevalent ones are the following. The subject must be in contact with the non-human race who will be extracting him, or her, and must be a sole member of that group, or at least the subject must have some kind of history with them. The subject who is to be extracted must know all the conditions in which it will take place, where he or she will be taken as well as with which people they will be with. The subject must not leave behind any people who depend on him or her in any way, ethically, economically, or sentimentally. The subject must resolve at least most of their life plan to their satisfaction, although this part depends on each person. The subject's extraction must not present any kind of problem, inconvenience, or damage to the non-human people who are involved. The subject's extraction must be offered to the human by the non-human extracting group, and not asked, demanded, or forced by the person to be extracted, much less if any form of emotional manipulation is being used. The subject must not introduce any spores, seeds, plants, or live animals, including pets, which are not indigenous to their place of destination, as doing so can collapse a planet's ecosystems. The extraction must take place with the full agreement of both parties, and must be monitored by Federation authorities. People tend to romanticize extractions, as if they were the answer to all their problems, and as if life outside Earth was always better. This is another good example of how the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. Life outside Earth is not perfect, and it will be as good or as bad as on Earth, depending on what each person does and manifests for himself or herself. There are also many problems while living in so-called advanced civilizations. Life is always full of challenges, wherever it is, and survival is always a struggle, yet it is a different kind of struggle from the one on Earth. Many people say that living on Earth is the hardest place to incarnate in, and I don't doubt it, but removing a person from one culture, where he or she has lived all their lives to be inserted into a strange culture that they don't understand, and which also has its problems, presents a great challenge for the people who have been extracted. These existential problems are made a lot worse when the extracted person must suddenly live for an extended period on board an extraterrestrial craft in Earth's orbit, or wherever it may be. Life in a starship, even in a large one such as this Talika-class heavy cruiser, becomes monotonous very fast, and even if the ship is large, it starts to feel progressively more and more claustrophobic. Everyone here, including experienced crew members, start to miss simple things of life, such as rain and wind, and the marvelous feeling of being in the wide open, like on a beach, forest, or in the desert looking at faraway mountains. The knowing that you are inside a steel can, with outer space all around you, full of nothingness, eventually gets to the strongest nerves. You end up accepting the fact that any catastrophic system failure could kill you in seconds, or less. Then there are all the sets of psychological challenges that come with being in an enclosed space for a long time, including having to deal with and coexist with other crew members, and their issues. This means that the crew must be carefully selected, as well as any newcomer, as one person who does not fit in with the others can cause the entire crew and ship to collapse, placing the lives of everyone on board at great risk. This will continue in part 2. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking and subscribing for more. I appreciate it a lot. Thank you. And I hope to see you here next time. Be very well and take good care of yourselves. With much love. Your friend, Marie Soirou.